This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, be very careful who you get your religion from. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, welcome. It is such an honor to be here at your service. What we're talking about today, very quickly and briefly, is to be very careful where we get our religion from. Now, of course, when we are talking about an Islamic lifestyle, well, we need to learn that Islamic lifestyle one way or the other. Now, of course, one way to learn this Islamic lifestyle is to go to the source, which is the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, as well as the Holy Quran. But sometimes, yes, we can get some basic things like that. And if we have good self-motivation, we can actually learn quite a bit in this manner by going towards the traditions and the riwayat and the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them all, that are accepted. This is one way, of course, and the Holy Quran, if we have the motivation. Sometimes, though, unfortunately, we kind of don't have the motivation to do that on our own. Some people, they prefer to go and listen to a religious scholar. They prefer to listen to the ulama, and this is how they learn, you know, about the Holy Quran, and they learn about the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Now, both ways are good. Most probably to do both ways is better instead of just choosing one. Yes, we should have our own, you know, time to read the traditions. We should find our own time to read the Holy Quran and try to understand as best as we can, of course. But for the more intricate details and the fine lines need to be understood, then yes, we need to refer, and we must refer to the ulama, the religious scholars, to understand the Holy Quran at a higher level and to understand the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam at a higher level with more depth and to understand more of its complexities. Now, this is what we're talking about here, is be careful who you learn your religion from. Now, of course, there are individuals who claim to be scholars, but they are not. There are people who sit on the pulpit of the Messenger of Allah, but they do not have the credibility to do so. And it is our duty to be very careful who we listen to, because it will have an effect on our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about being very careful who we listen to when it comes to our religion. There are many, many speakers out there, and it can be quite overwhelming at times if you look at it through this lens, that there are people out there who, you know, might be claiming to know the religion, but they don't. One of the things that we find in the traditions themselves is that when you are looking for an individual, be very careful if they instill the respect and the fear, the reverential fear of the Almighty Allah in your heart, then that is a good speaker. If they clear up the lines between truth and falsehood, then that is a reliable speaker. And of course, if they are dealing with the problems at hand, if they are creating awareness, if they are really helping to guide the people, you know, these are certain qualities and characteristics that will help you to be able to find a speaker that can help you. But without any embarrassment or without any shame, we humbly believe, and we really believe, I guess, that one of the best scholars to be able to follow is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. His words on the traditions and the Quran is truly amazing. And if you're looking for a religious scholar of the highest caliber who can help to differentiate between right and wrong, truth and falsehood, and really help us to live an Islamic lifestyle, then Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is definitely one of the best scholars to be able to do so.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.